Hi, this is Michael Walker with this week's 5-Minute Advocate. Saturday, the 13th of March, was the first anniversary of the San Diego announcement of the AUKUS-class submarine. To recap, AUKUS was the Morrison government deal under which Australia cancelled its contract with France to procure 12 conventionally powered submarines for $90 billion. The plan now is that we will get three or more Virginia-class submarines in the mid-2030s, and then build five of the new SSN AUKUS submarines starting in the 2040s, a total of eight nuclear-powered submarines for the eye-watering sum of $368 billion, or rather, a starting price of $368 billion. If it actually comes to fruition, you can guarantee the final bill will be higher than that. The AUKUS deal is four times more expensive than the French deal and delivers fewer submarines. Per unit, it's six times more expensive. We will now be paying $46 billion per submarine instead of $7.5 billion per submarine. What on earth for? The one additional capability of the AUKUS submarines is that they'll be able to remain submerged for much longer and remain deployed on longer missions further from Australia. For the record, the French submarines also could have been provided with nuclear propulsion. Why did we agree to this insanely bad deal? Here's how it works. Under neoliberalism, the United States is overstretched and can't afford its military expenditure and has been pressuring Europe, Japan, South Korea, and Australia to pay our way. And in a sense, it is actually fair enough. Is it really fair, as a question of justice, that American taxpayers should subsidize the defense budgets of their wealthy allies when they don't have universal health care at home? The Pentagon's glory days were in the 1950s. Back then, America's top income tax rate was 90%. 90%! It is impossible for them to maintain their historical military spending based on their current tax receipts. Something needed to give. Rather than increase taxes, their preferred solution is to spread the cost to their allies. Trump and Biden are on a unity ticket about this. So Australia's taxpayers are being sent the bill for $368 billion worth of American defense assets. This only made any sense if America's defence objectives are identical to Australia's. However, the only imaginable use for long-range nuclear submarines based in Australia is to participate in a war with China. Who's going to start a war with China? Not us. The United States might, and the eight submarines, paid for by Australian taxpayers, will only exist for that purpose. What's insane about it is that China is Australia's largest trading partner. No Australian government in its right mind would go seeking a conflict with China. The effect on our economy would be catastrophic. But we are paying an enormous price for weapons to be used to fight a war for Uncle Sam, but contrary to our own interests, because Uncle Sam can't pay for these weapons himself anymore. It's a complete scam, and the public purse has been left with a $278 billion bill for less submarines delivered much later. What's $278 billion between friends, right? To give some context, this is what $278 billion combine you. Option 1. Six nuclear-powered AUKUS submarines. Or, option 2. A brand new electric vehicle given free to every one of the 10 million households in the whole country. Or, option 3. 1.5 million public housing dwellings. Or what about option 4? High-speed rail connecting all of the capital cities from Brisbane to Adelaide and all of the regional cities in between, which would mean that the entire southeast coast of the country would be within commuting distance of a metro area, would put affordable housing within the reach of millions, and would substantially reduce carbon emissions on road and air travel. Options 2, 3, and 4 are the sorts of ideas that politicians scoff at. You can just hear them now. The government doesn't have $200 billion for high-speed rail. Really? Apparently, we're able to shrug off a $268 billion cost blowout for submarines. Which one would lead to a better quality of life for millions of Australians, and which is designed only to get involved in a conflict that will send our quality of life sharply backwards? Where are our priorities?